held by the town board of the town of Casco and the town board of the town of Athens, Green County, New York, at Casco Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Casco, New York, on Wednesday, October 16, 2024, at 6:30 PM, for the purpose of considering the contract for Leeds Hose Company Number One for fire protection to be furnished by said Leeds Hose Company Number One to the protection district established in said town of Casco and town of Athens upon the following terms to wit. The fire department shall answer and attend to all calls in said town of Casco and town of Athens. For such service, said district shall receive, and the towns shall pay the sum of $200,634, with the town of Casco paying $150,476, and the town of Athens paying $50,158 for the calendar year 2025, $220,696, with the town of Casco paying $165,522, and the town of Athens paying $55,174 for the calendar year 2026, $242,766, with the town of Casco paying $182,074, and the town of Athens paying $60,692 for the calendar year 2027. The said district shall procure sufficient insurance and will cause the policy to be endorsed in such manner as to protect the towns and fire protection districts. The contract shall remain in effect from January 1, 2025 through December 31, 2027. Other incidental terms as may be necessary or proper in connection with such contracting. All people interested in the matter shall be heard at such time and place by order of the Casco Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Casco Town Clerk.
Okay, thank you, Liz. Does anybody have any comments regarding the Leeds Fire District contract? Any comments? Any comments? With none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have one correspondence from Green Sheen Paint regarding a paint recycling day in the town. Anybody saw that? I think it's a, that'd be a good idea. Oh, we're gonna jump right into that, Mike. So at the table with us, in case everybody doesn't know, is Supervisor from the town of Athens, Mike Peroni.
Evening, everyone.
Thank you for coming, Mike.
You're welcome.
So now we'll entertain a motion to approve the Leeds Fire contract.
I'll make a motion to approve the Leeds Fire contract.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
Thank you, everyone.
Quick and easy. All right, we're gonna, there's no official agenda for tonight, so we're done with that. Sheriff, we'll turn the floor over to you and Tracy, presentation.
Yeah, we're just invited to speak a little bit about what's going on with animal control and the county, and Lieutenant Quinn has been basically running that project, if you will. Because we're talking to several other counties about what they're doing to address the problem, so she knows a lot more about it than I do, so she can do most of the speaking.
Okay, Lieutenant Quinn, you're up.
Thank you for having us here. So this has been something that I've kind of been working on for a long time. But I kind of liken it to our school resource officer program, where you don't know what you don't know, and right, until you get involved. You know, I don't really know what the needs are, but the sheriff's office has always been one to try to do something better if we see something not being done that well. So I work pretty closely with a lot of animal rescues. I've been an animal owner my whole life. Work closely with Jamie with Higher Grounds, and I'm an advisory counsel for the Partners in Animal Welfare. Sheriff's Office is obviously huge on animals. We have a canine unit, we have a therapy dog. What we identified, and through talking to a lot of the patrols, was a huge lack in training and responsiveness in dog control officers throughout the county. So our Ag and Markets Article 7 required that any municipality that issues licenses for dogs has a dog control officer. In my opinion, that left a little bit lacking, because it's not an animal control officer. So, you know, we're still left dealing with like cat issues, you know, one that I use a lot, which we did handle. And the sheriff's office does always, as well as the state police, does come in and handle when people don't answer the phone, when there's animals that are hurt on the side of the road. But say you get like a cat that's hit by somebody, we've had to send our only patrol in the county to bring it up to upstate to try to keep it alive. dog control issues have went unanswered, and I don't want to offend anybody, but you don't know when calls aren't being handled, because then that person just gets tired of waiting for a call back and ends up calling the sheriff's office or the state police, and then we come in and handle it. And it's not our specialty. You know, like, we're going to be able to do it. We can issue tickets, and Brian knows from being a police officer, we can do ag and markets tickets, but we're not super familiar with this section. We don't use it all the time. So what the sheriff's office has been trying to develop, and we're trying to find out if there's a need, without stepping on any toes, you know, and we don't want to develop a program and have an ACO that works for the sheriff's office that's not going to be needed, that the town boards aren't going to want and accept and use, you know, our help. We would like to have an ACO under the guise of the sheriff's office that fulfills your need for having a DCO. And they also can do animal abuse investigations so that there's a better responsiveness. So like, I kind of just, I wrote something up. The DCO ACO under the supervision of the GCSO, our objective would be to provide 24/7 service to Greene County residents regarding issues associated with domestic and livestock animal welfare. The sheriff's office and state police, local municipalities, we still respond to, you know, rabid foxes, rabid raccoons, stuff like that. They'd still be responding to nuisance animal complaints. That wouldn't have to be something that necessarily gets turned over to an ACO or an animal abuse investigator. Currently, each town that requires dogs to be registered legally must have an assigned DCO. However, there are many more calls that go unanswered. Little, if any, oversight, no standard forms, no training, no standard of data collected, if any. And the complaints extend beyond those of dogs alone. The GCSO hopes to remedy this issue with the implementation of a countywide ACO that will meet the requirements of Article 7 of the Ag and Markets Law, as well as reduce local government liability and improve service to all citizens, pets, and animals of Greene County. So I have worked with local rescues, with Animal Kind, with Little Brook Farms to try to develop a job description, so I have several that we could kind of combine, and that's more for like me and the sheriff to worry about what the job description would look like. And at this point, without knowing what the need is going to be, it might be something that we assign to one of our investigators and the deputy at this point to handle, and then going forward, if we see that it's going to require a full-timer, then we, you know, go forward with the steps of requesting that from the legislature. Again, it's in its infancy. It's not something that we have that we can, you know, give you tomorrow. It's, like I said, much like the SRO program, that there needs to be a buy-in before we can develop it. But we haven't ever failed at developing something that is unique and appropriate and helpful. So this wouldn't be the time. We would be able to do it. So like, even along those lines, because we don't have training, and I won't say any names, we have some DCOs that I think try but really struggle. I developed a DCO training. Mr. Andrew Fumano, director of the Maine Law Enforcement Mobile Cousin of the Maine Society, is actually coming to the sheriff's office next Saturday. Espel's helping me out with that. He's going to do topics of the training, including ag markets, articles 26 and article 7, safe handling of dogs, an overview of cruelty cases, examples of evidence to be aware of, briefing on dangerous dog cases, and the expectations and requirements of being a dog control officer. So we put that out. Several of the DCOs are coming, but several from throughout the county are not, and we did send it to all the town supervisors. You know, we were hoping that there was going to be more of like a recognition that everybody just doesn't know how to be a DCO. Right. It's not something that just because you put your name in there and you sign that you're going to take that stipend or whatever, that you know how to do it. It's dangerous. Sometimes with dangerous dogs, the court orders that you have to seize it, and they're supposed to be given that implementations and everything to do that. And like I said, I don't know that a lot of them have that ability or knowledge, and we don't mind helping. A lot of times the sheriff's office and deputies step in and help. We don't mind doing that. So we're just trying to give a little more education. The sheriff is huge on training. I don't think we've ever, you know, me being the captain and overseeing that, I don't think I've ever denied a request for training for anything. So we are huge on making sure people are prepared. It lessens liability. It gives them a lot more confidence in what they're doing. So that would also come along with providing that service for you would be a highly skilled person. I even made a DCO activity form. I'm not sure if everybody used it, but you know, me and Jamie did kind of put it together with one of your ACOs or one of your DCOs. I'm not sure if it ever got used or put out, but legally there's information that's supposed to be taken with every case that's handled by law.
May I ask you what a DCO is?
Dog control officer.
Okay, and then the ACO?
Animal control officer. So there's a differentiation. So dog control officers can only handle dogs.
animal control officers can handle a multitude of animals.
Okay, thank you.
So I can hand those, you know, hand them around, but that's kind of like our spiel. Again, it's new and fresh. We have to be getting with you guys and get the, whatever stats, whatever data you have as far as how many calls you're handling. You know.
Well, I'm sure you're going to run into a data collection problem with all the DCOs.
Very much so.
Yep.
I've reached out to like other New Baltimore. I've spoken with their committee member that oversees their DCO as well, and she was very enlightened by a lot of things that, you know, a lot of issues that we had. The good part of what we do is we keep track of everything. Everything is put into an incident reporting system. No call that anybody makes for a DCO, ACO in your town will go unanswered. It will either be answered by and handled by the person that's assigned to it from our office or a deputy or a supervisor. They're never going to find that they can't call somebody for help. There's always going to be somebody that they can call. We have a fantastic working relationship with the Green County Humane Society, with Little Brook Farms, with Mulvaugh Hudson. So there's always going to be somebody that can answer a question should they have it. So we'll never leave them hanging, which is another thing. Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago when the county was looking for shared services, that was one of the things we suggested was a countywide animal officer.
Schoharie County actually asked me to come over, and I had a meeting with Schoharie County, with Mohawk, with Otsego, and we all sat and kind of tried to figure out if even like as a baby step, we could get one person and share them. The amount of calls that Green County handles alone, that the Sheriff's Office handles alone, and that's just the data that I can get from our reporting system, it's around 200 calls a year, and that's not counting nuisance animals or dog car deer accidents. And that doesn't mean there are abuse complaints. You know, there's probably 20, 25 abuse complaints, and maybe 5 that are actual abuse. It turns out to be an abuse issue. But the rest of them are still needing to be handled by someone. And like I've said, you don't know what you don't know. So you don't know how many calls your DCO is getting and they're not answering.
Right.
You know, you only know what they're answering because it's an appropriate time for them to handle it. You don't know if they're not, and then that person's then calling 911 or emergency.
Well, we're running into an issue now. Ours is responding in other communities.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
And those are the town attorney. So a lot of times, more often than I'd like, this falls in my lap, some of what you're talking about. So, and this is just, you know, speculation, I'm not proposing this, but do you contemplate, if this gets going, would the town actually, or if the town is interested, would they actually appoint one of your deputies to be the town control, the animal control officer? And is there a fee or a salary that would have to come from the town? How would that work?
So we would be hoping that you would take that stipend and send it to the sheriff's office in support of it. And there, you don't need to appoint them. So it's actually already spelled out.
No, town law says we have to appoint.
Yeah, we would just appoint the sheriff
or
the
sheriff's
designee. It allows us to appoint a law enforcement agency in lieu of a dog control.
So we're an MOU and you appoint that would be correct?
Yeah.
So it would be the sheriff's office, not somebody specific.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which
Columbia County does.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are actually the Humane Societies that are appointed.
Mm. Yeah, I actually printed all of that stuff out and I can send it to you.
So say you would appoint the law officer instead of?
It would be the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Not a specific individual.
Right. So Ag and Market says, in lieu of or in addition to appointing of a DCO, same municipalities may contract with any duly appropriated SPCA. It's important for the DCO to extend to their jurisdiction. Hold on one second. It does say here you can.
Yeah, I've read it.
Municipalities may also appoint one or more dog control officers mutually with one or more. They also may appoint local police for dog control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the appointment of a local police officer's DCO must be listed in the job title. So, I mean, we can take care of that.
Yeah, it would be a county.
Yeah, and we would essentially do an MOU.
Yeah.
So
same as SROs, we have contract.
So if not all towns in Greene County want to be a part of this, I hope that doesn't mean it's not going to happen, because historically...
That's a sheriff question.
Historically, my experience, we started a great program back in 1992, and all the towns wanted to be involved but one, and we I worked in for the county then in children's services. We went forward with it without that town because that town said that they didn't have any need for child protective in their in their school district. And so I just, and it was a great program and it did a lot of good for a lot of children back then. This will do a lot of good for a lot of animals now. So I would hate to see something not move forward because maybe one town decides that they don't have a need or...
I highly doubt a single town would opt out because everyone has a hard time getting DCOs.
Well, that's where I'm kind of going with it. If, I wouldn't necessarily...
They're statutory required to have one.
We'd like to get some numbers and some ideas. Yep. We're not... This is the first...
I mean, we have a lot of firsthand knowledge just because of our transition this year. I've had to, we both had to do a lot of reading and studying because we switched from a prior one to now we have two to the end of this year, we'll be back to one. But so we've had to do a lot of quick learning about all this.
Yeah. Because I mean,
we went from one that had zero records to ones that kind of keep records now. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we send an out officer to the training that she was talking about?
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming.
Good.
We're hoping to present to all the town boards. You're the first ones that are asking, but right. we have talked about this several times.
Oh, you got another supervisor right there, so.
Yeah, Athens.
He's coming to my training.
Perfect. Yeah, you may not know, we had a serious bite, what was it?
I do.
Saturday, yeah, so.
So things like that.
Well,
the
also
office is very capable of handling those.
Was there a dog bite that happened Saturday?
Yes, within the town. Yes.
Oh,
but as you know too, it creates this whole not having a countywide one. So we have a problem right now. Our DCO got bitten in Caro responding to a call.
Mm-hmm.
That falls on the town of Catskill now, and our compensation instead of where it should have been.
Correct.
Town
Correct.
Of Caro.
Which falls back to proper training.
Right, right.
We'll lessen...
And then...
Not
able
to take away completely. We all know you can only mitigate those types of things.
Yeah.
And then being available is the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah.
The sheriff's department's open.
Oh, yeah.
The sheriff's office also has a dog lockup, which is supposed to be for the canines, but I'm sure we could always use it in the pitch.
Well, I think...
that the shelter comes along in Greene County, which would be fantastic, and we would be able to partner with them, so... Again, this is something we're just starting the ball rolling now. And
all right, we'll sign up on the first. You ready?
Yeah, we're definitely interested. Yeah. we could be your guinea pig. I honestly think we could probably be like the lead.
We can
municipality.
And in
absolutely.
December, we could sign over.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things that we need to.
Yeah.
We'll
yep.
need to get from you.
But just know that we are interested
we
in this.
We could just appoint you on the 1st of January. It's fine.
Just not me. We're interested in supplying it.
No, that one will specifically name Pete Kuzminski.
This may have to be something where I convince the sheriff that we start off with one township and then we hope we get buy-ins from the others. Like the SRO program, we started with a couple schools and now we're in all the school districts. It doesn't necessarily happen right away. They wait and they want to sit and see how well we do. And then when we blow it out of the park, then they want to join on.
I think if you get the town and then if the village is on board, there's a good chunk of calls right there.
The village, yeah.
The village of Catskill. The village is separate from the town.
And I am,
And you know, I'm sure you guys can appreciate it's going to be figuring out is it going to be okay to assign it to a current investigator and a current deputy, or is this going to be a full time job?
Well, according to one of my current DCOs, it's a full time job.
So if it becomes a full time job, then we really have to consider the finances.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that if I have to hire new personnel?
Yep. We have to pay for it.
Actually, according to Mr. Izzo, the county's fund balance is very healthy.
That's where that
Pete, is. According to Mr. Izzo, the county's fund balance is very healthy.
Why you got a phone number?
they can afford one more employee.
I'm very excited for this. I actually think it's
six countywide.
We have plenty of supplies we can turn over.
We're prepared.
Bike gloves,
brand new
catch poles.
Oh yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting. I think this is a need. I think it's been
been a need for a really long time. Shared services across the county is almost never a bad thing.
Right.
There's a big need for training, taking the thing from a call to the writing of an information and getting it ready for to go to court. That's a big,
So our investigators are skilled at that. They are doing search warrants and that stuff all the time. So again, I go back to, even if it's a deputy that's assigned, they have a team of people they can lean on that can help them write these things. And no matter what, even if it's a part-time or full, or not a part-time, but assigned as a part-time duty to someone, we have our investigators that specialize in certain things. Just this year alone, we've sent people to, I went and a couple other deputies went to the Animal Abuse Investigation Symposium. We sent several people to the large animal abuse investigations at Little Brook over in Chatham, and I went to the Animal Welfare Summit at the Capitol with the Sheriff's Secretary. Like, we are involved in these things all over, always trying to find out, you know, who knows what, who's willing to supply what. The United Federation of Animal Protective, they're fantastic. They give out, like, grants, money, help. We're in it. If we're going to do it, we'll do it right.
Okay.
Excited.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions before we go? Maybe to your business?
I do not.
Is this going to be in the paper? I'm Deputy Stephen Aspel.
That's the
I'll look like Tracy Quinn.
You look good in long hair. Thank you for coming.
It was nice to see you all.
Yep.
Bye. Nice to meet you. So nice to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that money.
I don't have it.
All right. Next up, final review of the budget. So last night we had our final budget meeting. Tonight, I think we are ready to adopt this as our preliminary budget. We ended up at a tentative $8,995 under the tax levy. So if everybody is in agreement with that, or we can make a motion to adopt this as preliminary, or we can go back in and look at lines again.
I'm very happy with the job we did on this budget.
Okay. Is that a motion, Jared?
I make a motion to accept the tentative budget.
As preliminary?
As the preliminary.
Motion by Jared.
Schedule
a public hearing for November 5th at 6:30. Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I need to thank Kirsten and Liz for all their work that they did in helping the board craft this budget. It was definitely a team effort.
So and it's appreciated. Since there's going to be a public meeting, I assume you're going to upload this online.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, probably tomorrow, Liz. It should be up there. Yep.
As soon as Kirsten gives me the numbers, which I think Sherry has done, so yes.
Yes. All right. We need to schedule resolution number 3, local law of 2024, a public hearing to override the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2025. Want to schedule that for November 5th at 6:35 p.m.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second
by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So the other day, Kirsten and I had a meeting with Marshall and Sterling about the insurance that we offer the employees, and COBRA came up. We currently contract with iSolved. I believe it's for $600 a year. Marshall and Sterling is able to provide us with that for free. So I would like authorization to cancel the contract with iSolved and contract with Marshall and Sterling for COBRA.
Make a motion to authorize the supervisor to cancel the contract with iSolved.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Along with insurance, I believe everybody got an email regarding this. We would like to offer, we being Kirsten, I would like to offer the employees a third option for health insurance. This would be at no additional cost to the town. It's an HMO plan. The difference between the EPO and the HMO is HMO will be available for outside of our region. Our region currently is Westchester County to the Canadian border. This would cover if somebody had to go to a special doctor in New York City or Connecticut, they would be covered.
I'm fine with that.
Again, there would be no additional cost to the town. All right, so motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Sticking with health insurance, our Benistar contract is up this year with a 1.44% increase. This is for our retirees. I have a motion to sign this contract.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Proposal for storage. Jerry, do you want to...
Well, can you please go back? You still need to prove the limits of the IRS, FSA.
Right. It's currently $3,500. It's going to $3,600. So it's increasing a dollar or $100. That needs to be a motion by the...
Oh, I'll make a motion to increase the IRS FSA approved limits.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay.
Stories?
Stories.
All right. So I met with Ken from Stories. If anyone's driven past the ambulance building, they've seen we've stripped everything out. We got together. I think I sent everyone the Stories quote and the plantings and everything. It's going to, the vision is a very low maintenance. It's going to have rock mulch, weed fiber. We're not going to have the high retaining walls and stuff anymore. We're going to just grade it to the sidewalk. The town will provide the topsoil. Stories will take care of the plantings, the grading, the weed fabric, the mulch, all in that quote. I would like to use ARPA to pay for that.
I think that's a great idea.
And that quote was...
Is that 12 grand or something?
It's $7,345.75.
So I'd like to make a motion to contract with Stories Nursery to redo the landscaping in front of ambulance.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Everyone should have the map too, actually. I'm looking. It was sent out to
you. Yeah, it's down towards the bottom of what Liz sent us. So sticking with ARPA funds, we have a quote from Huber to replace two units at the senior center and one unit at the ambulance center. For the bedrooms, for a total of $49,500. This does include prevailing wage, and this was the only bid we received. Correct, Liz?
No, you have the bid for Rycor.
No, that's for the heat pumps. That's not for the. This is for the highway garage. Bid we went out for.
The highway garage bid is 49,000.
Ambulance was the grant, though. You said to continue on the ARPA.
That was the bid for the highway heat and the air conditioning.
Yeah, those are ARPA. That's great. That's NYSERDA grant.
We received one bid.
Yeah.
Yep. For the NYSERDA grant. We're going to use ARPA for the rest.
Not for the NYSERDA grant. Not for highway.
No, ambulance and senior center.
Right, but there was also RICOR. There's a different, this one got separated out from the other ones. RICOR, there's three.
Yes, we got three quotes for ambulance and for senior center for the NYSERDA grant.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And the best quote was to go with Huber. For ambulance and...
62. Cool temp came in at 62,000.
Cool temp is 62,000 for the... which one was this one for?
It was the same materials?
So that's what we talked about last time. The BTUs and stuff.
Yeah.
So the senior center was 35,980 and the ambulance was 62,000 from Cool Time. Huber was 49,500.
Yeah.
Yep.
on the one building it was 46,450, and on the other building it was 38,650.
And Huber is 49
for both.
For both.
Correct.
49,500. And that's with two units going in the senior center and one unit going in the ambulance center.
Correct.
We're going to use the NYSERDA grant, and then we're using ARPA
for whatever's left from the NYSERDA, whatever's the NYSERDA grant doesn't cover. Okay.
One unit is enough for the ambulance building?
No. We need two there, but we don't have the money for all four units.
Gotcha, okay.
So we'll do two at the senior center and one at the ambulance building.
I think there's one at the ambulance is newer than the other one.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, the one that we're replacing is one of the original ones that was put up in 2004 or 5. So do I have a motion to accept Huber's bid?
Motion.
For $49,500 for three units, two at the senior center, one at the ambulance building, using NYSERDA grant that code enforcement worked to get awarded to the town of Catskill, and the remaining balance will be paid for out of ARPA.
I make the motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Are they motion all carried. Gas-powered or propane?
They're electric.
Electric.
Electric. Because the one here, it says LP gas.
That's the highway.
That's the highway.
Yeah. That's all ARPA money. And we received one bid for the highway garage. Huber Enterprises.
So we would like to, as we've been talking about this pocket park up in Palinville, I think we should start buying some things with ARPA money, and we can store it at the Bay Route Field or highway. Jared found some recycled plastic benches that actually, you know, look nice and that they'll hold up in the weather.
They should be very well made.
Yep. They're $491 each, not including shipping. So the shipping on those, well, you got to reach out for a quote.
The other good news, they shouldn't be that heavy because they're...
Right.
I think that the darker ones there will look best.
Yeah.
Yep. Dark
instead of a lighter one.
Yeah. So how many, you want four of those?
I think... To be honest with you, I was thinking to get six to six. Actually keep two at Rick and Kramer.
Okay, motion by Jared to order six plastic benches for the pocket park, the future pocket park at Palinville and Ricky Kramer Field using ARPA.
Motion.
Motion by JR.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I'd like to purchase a new 20-foot aluminum flagpole for the ambulance building. The one that was there was taken down when the town guys removed it. It was not in very good condition at all. So the price of that is $1,505, not including shipping.
So on top of that, I'd also like to buy the two for the front of town hall so we can have them all shipped at once to save money on shipping.
Do you have prices for those?
Yeah. Liz, do you remember what the... We looked it up. We had the town hall flagpole quote.
It was like Mayor Chamney.
I think they were $1,200 each. It's from the same veteran-owned Liberty flagpole company.
So if we do up to $4,000?
Yeah. To spend up to $4,000 in ARPA money to purchase three flagpoles, one for the ambulance building and two for town hall.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up is the replacement for the heating unit and installation for air conditioning at the highway building. The only bid we received was Huber for $49,000. This is what you were just looking at, Jack.
Right.
Does Jack think that's a big enough unit for those garages? For the shop bays?
Yeah, he actually wrote the specs, so.
Just for the BTU, that's all. You know, making sure.
I make a motion that we expend $49,000 in the ARPA money and award the bid to Huber Enterprises to put new HVAC in the highway garage.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next up, we have a proposal from Doyle Security for the camera system at Town Hall for a total of $6,795, or we can do installation CCTV with quality assurance for $6,395 and then $70 a month for CCTV quality insurance.
I'd rather just pay for it.
You want to go with option one?
Wouldn't that be best, and then we don't have a recurring monthly fee?
We use Doyle for a senior center.
No, Doyle is Catskill Security. I forget the name. Yeah, it's Catskill Security up there. The senior center and the camera system. And then
was Doyle.
Yeah. And then Catskill Security came in lowest bidder for that in the ambulance building. So
those are all up and running now at the ambulance building?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this we would also be using ARPA money?
Motion for Doyle Security.
Motion by Dawn to approve the $6,795 in Doyle Security ARPA money. Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Annual contract for county waste for the Ricky Kramer Field is $75 a month. It's a 5-year contract. We have left the dumpster up there during the winter months because there are things that Mark throws away, but we can remove it during the
winter. I always thought we used to take it away.
November to...
Or did we move it to the... Did we move it over
it's
by Mark's building?
It's
maybe?
Been moved before. It's been up there.
Yeah. Is it something that he's filming all the time? If it's not, then I would say remove it for the winter months.
Yeah, we can. We can have him take it out of there October even and then bring it back in March.
Yeah, because $1,200 a month, you know.
$750. $75 a month.
Monthly, that's for the meals, yeah.
It's $75 a month.
Yeah. I'd still remove it. It's just sitting there.
Okay.
If you guys aren't opposed to it.
I mean, for that, probably, like, if Mark wants it, instead of leaving it there,
put it right by the
cemetery. Right.
I think
that would
be better.
Yeah.
All right. But are we good with renewing this contract?
Yeah, yeah. Make a motion to allow the supervisor to sign a contract with County Waste for 5 years for $75 a month.
Motion second. By Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Rental agreement with Greene County for the use of the senior center. They currently pay us $1,200 a month. This is just used for the kitchen. They do not cook there. Everybody got a copy of the agreement. There's some things in there, like locking the kitchen. The kitchen is available for us to use or anybody else to use outside their normal operation hours. I do agree with Kirsten that if this is something the board wants to renegotiate with them, we should do it in
middle of the year,
not with a month and a half left of the year.
While they're doing their budget.
Yeah. So is the board okay with signing this agreement for the 2025, and then we can revisit it in May or June?
Yeah, that'd make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second
by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Cemetery purchase of mower, gator, and excavator. Jared, you've been running with this one, but I just want to caution with the ARPA money. We still have the pickleball court and basketball.
Yeah, this evening I wanted to approve the purchase of the Gravely zero-turn mower and the Bobcat side-by-side. Those were the two best quotes.
Okay.
I want to use the remainder of his lines, mm-hmm. and then I want to use perpetual fund interest to purchase the rest.
Have you had a chance to look into that yet?
I have to make an application to the Corps.
I don't think that's for interest. I think that's for the principal.
Oh, for the interest?
Yeah.
Correct.
You've been doing
we've,
it.
We've done it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with the interest. It's the principal that I.
Yeah, but I know we can't touch the principal, yeah. but we should be able to use the interest to do those two purchases.
Yeah.
All right, so motion by Jared, run off those two pieces.
To purchase the Gravely zero-turn 60-inch mower and to purchase the Bobcat side-by-side for the cemetery.
Motion by Jared, second.
Second.
Second by Dawn, all in favor?
We're not using ARPA funds.
Not using ARPA, no. Motion carried.
You got where I was taking that from, right, Liz?
I figured it out.
Huh? Remainder of Mark's...
No, I understand that.
Next one, appoint Kirsten Bulich as budget officer for the year of 2024. This is long overdue, absolutely worth every penny. You know, the work that she does is second to none. You know, she's
done a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I would like to definitely make that motion to appoint her as budget officer.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Appoint Evan Matthews as part-time EMT effective October 21st, 2024. He is certified.
Yes.
So this is at the recommendation of George June, the ambulance mm-hmm. administrator. I reminded George that we adopted a new form that needs to use going forward. Does anybody have any questions about that? We're at Evan Matthews.
Yep.
No, I think anytime we can bring in new hires that have had experience as EMTs to shore up the staff is a good idea.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Motion by Jared.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. At our last budget meeting, maybe not last night, but last week, we talked about purchasing 7 computers this year using ARPA money. So WebJogger sent us a quote. Bless you.
Thank you.
For 7 Optiplex small form factor PCs for a total of $6,282.64. And 7 Dell 27-inch video conferencing monitors for a total of $2,897.93, for a grand total of $9,180.57. This would be ARPA.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Jared. Or Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Taxonomy, you had mentioned it before. Usually it's when you need it, right? If I'm not mistaken.
The public hearing to override the tax levy?
No, not to override it, but just to put it in, right? I don't know how that works. I'm not very good with numbers, right? It's my gig. So I believe that's what it's used for, right?
So tax levy is the number that we're given by the state as to how much we can raise.
Mm-hmm.
So we're under what the state is allowing us to raise this year.
Okay.
By 8,000 or 7,000.
7,600.
Okay.
So we're calling for a public hearing to override that just as a precautionary measure.
Okay.
We don't anticipate actually overriding the tax cap this year.
To go over. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
It was just curious. I was like, I think that's when you go over, but I didn't.
Yeah, we do not plan on going over this year.
Okay.
Good question, though.
I was just curious. Because I don't do math very often. Yep. I was like, I think that's it, but I'm not sure. I'd like to know more information about it.
No, you're fine. Next one is to authorize Patrick McCullough and Liz Izzo to attend the Association of Towns Conference in February of 2025. This is being done early so we get the early bird registration rates. Motion by JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received a quote for Coda floor covering for the ambulance building.
We have 3 quotes now. And I believe the best quote came from S&Z for 60.
Was it from Mr. Perez?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Z&S.
Z&S. Floor cover. And yeah.
Yep. John Deere, this is all cemetery stuff.
Yeah, digging. I think his was in September.
You sent it to us?
Yeah, everybody.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
We went one from there and one from Zeph's for it. He's going to replace the floor at the court.
It was for $6,314.94. Jared sent it to everybody on September 12th, 2024.
Yes.
Well, he sent it to me and Liz.
Yeah. Well, I usually have Liz disperse it to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And Liz made the comment he's got to take the tax off.
Yes.
So we should be about $5,900 after the tax.
Correct. And he was the lowest quote. Zeph's floor was about $10,000 and change. And then the third quote was $17,203.
So you're making a motion to go with Z&S Creations for the amount of $5,847.14.
Yes, to replace the floor at the ambulance building. And in that note, I do not want to use ARPA. I want to use $17,000 in building maintenance that we haven't drawn down.
I think that contractor is capable of fixing that wall too in the garage. I'd like to get that squared away.
Yes,
using put that to bed and
using George's funds.
The George's building.
Correct.
Yes.
All out of his funds.
Okay. Motion by Jared.
I'll be a happy camper.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you get all that, Liz?
Yes.
Patrick, can you tell me the amount again? I'm sorry.
$5,872.
That's without including the wall.
That's without
the wall and the wash bay.
That falls under our procurement policy. We can just have to.
Right. WebJogger All Works Connect services and cabling for phones at ambulance building. This is $2,309.62. You want this to also come out of his building?
Yes.
This is for the ambulance building?
Correct. That's to upgrade the phones so we can get off of
what are they called now?
Ring squared or whatever it is. Squared. So we can bring it out to fiber and lower our phone bill.
Okay. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I think.
We need to approve the contract with the leads.
We did.
We did that with Mr.
Because Mike Perone was up here. We approved it.
That was the first thing we did before the sheriff spoke.
Yep, we did that before the sheriff.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
That's all right.
No need to apologize. It's good.
Oh, yeah, you're on it.
You're on it all the time.
I got me thinking. Dude.
We can't did on it. You.
Should we ask him where we're at with this?
Yeah.
Supervisor Perone, I understand our ambulance director, you guys are hashing out the ambulance contract. Does everything look like it's going to...
Yeah, there's no problem. I've just been away and I'm tardy and...
We just want to make sure that number's okay.
Yeah, no problem with the contract.
Okay, thank you.
Ambulance.
Excellent, thank you.
Okay, with that, I think we covered everything. Does any board member have anything to bring up? Public?
Anything from the public?
Mr. Izzo?
You know what I... We talked about it last night.
Yes, sir.
At the budget.
Yes, sir. Okay, with that, I'm going to entertain a motion. Liz, am I forgetting anything?
No.
All right. Entertain a motion to go into executive session with the town attorney. We will not be making any decisions. We won't be coming out of executive session for anything.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
I'm ready.